Appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. Good guests this morning from the, well, they're all good guests. I really shouldn't say that because, Carrie, that would make somebody feel like they weren't a good guest.
Well, that's true. You always have great guests.
I have great guests. Thank you so much, especially today, though.
Yeah, fabulous.
Because it's Mrs. Fabulous. It's Carrie Hallbert in here. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. Carrie is, of course, the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, as well as the major domo of the Retail Merchants Association. Is that right? You haven't figured out a title for what you do there. Secretary to the committee, I guess.
There you go. That's great.
Yeah. Secretary to the committee of the Retail Merchants. And we're going to talk about all things Fairfield Chamber today. And you can't start a chamber conversation in March without talking a little bit about the about what just happened a couple of weeks ago. Tell me about the chamber dinner. That was a pretty big success, wasn't it?
I think it was a huge success, honestly.
Good crowd?
Great crowd. They were lined up out the door trying to get in. Of course, we had some stuff going on at the table when you walked in, but it was a great crowd. We sold 204 tickets.
Wow.
And only 3 people didn't come.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
So we had a little miscommunication, I think, but I'm not sure. Whenever we put together our spots, we had people still calling for tickets up through Monday. That didn't really
work.
That's
okay.
Was that okay?
That's okay. I mean, I had somebody call me that day and say, I need 2 tickets. I just need to give them a number of majority, and then we always kind of figure a couple more.
Well, oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you had enough chairs, not a whole lot more extra, though.
There were actually 224 chairs, but it looked really full.
Yeah, it really did.
It looked really full.
That must be a lot. That must be, before we even get to the speaker and the winners, that must be a pretty thrilling for you to, this is your first one you've done basically on your own, right?
Correct. Yeah. When I got the job last February, it was pretty much already settled. You know, I just had to do the finishing touches and all that. But yeah, this was my first one all on my own, and I wanted something very different, and I feel like I really accomplished that.
The little auction setup was different, wasn't it?
Yep.
Did you get a lot of comments on that?
Not a lot, but I think it went over well. We did well with it.
Did you get good money for it?
Yeah,
we did. See, now that's good.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Right, right.
I know that there were comments at my table. They really enjoyed it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. I've had a lot of people come up to me with good and bad comments about different things.
Well, sure.
But that's what I want to hear. I want to know the good and the bad comments.
How do folks get a hold of you if they want to really cuss you out?
Well, they can come up to me or they can email me. But
what's the number up there at the chamber office?
It's 842-6116.
All right, 842-6116. No, talk to people who had never participated in that style of auction, I guess. And that was quite a bit different than just your regular 50-50, wasn't it?
Yes, it is different than your 50-50.
Gets more people involved?
It does, yep. Because when you walked in, you bought tickets. You know, it's the same price as a 50-50, but rather than a silent auction, it actually costs less than a silent auction, because on silent auction, you put down the amount of money you're willing to pay for something.
Right.
With this, you put in either 5 tickets, which is like 5, or 6 tickets, which would be $5, or 1 ticket, which is $1.
You're basically making a bid on something, but you're not the top ticket person.
Right, it's a chance.
It's kind of an at random.
It is.
But you can put all your tickets on one particular item.
Yes, you can, which will increase your odds.
Or maybe just one ticket on all the particular items, right?
Right.
And how many items were there?
There were 9, I believe, or 10. Maybe 11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one drew the most,
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No,
it was like a week and a half ago.
Well, no, like I didn't really look in the buckets to see how many tickets were in there.
Okay.
I just kind of reached in there and grabbed and pulled out her name.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dodie won something.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. Yeah. It's already setting up on our porch.
What was it?
She won that big, tall, blue pot thing.
Oh, yeah. That was really pretty. That was from LJ Liquidations.
Right. Right. Yeah. She was real pleased.
Good.
She did throw all her tickets into that.
Did she? See?
That was
won.
How that worked. Yeah. She was surprised that that an at random thing worked out for us because we never win anything.
Well,
but now I've won chamber twice. Haven't
yeah.
I? How about that?
Good.
People aren't going to want me to do anything.
So I mean, I've kind of wondered about if I should do it next year or not. What do you think?
I thought it was successful.
Okay.
Plus, it gets a chance to. It gets a chance. You're going to need to start earlier.
Yes.
On the evening.
Oh, I know.
I mean, well, the evening can't start at 6:30 if you're going to be back with the backlog of a crowd like that.
Yeah.
Or the opportunity to get people to look at the silent
right.
auction.
It was a cool, but
not silent. Were there silent auctions?
No silent
Chinese
auction. Only the Chinese auction.
Okay.
But in his, in the past, people usually come between 6:15 and 6:30. They don't come that early, and so when you have that many people coming, it tends to back up.
Well, now
we need to
true.
Get people to come earlier.
Well, see, and that's what people may not have realized, that they'd have the opportunity of something to look at.
Right, right.
Something to take.
So
a
now they know. So maybe
at.
We can do it again next year, and then that.
Have you thought about starting the thing earlier?
The
whole night.
No.
I'm just asking you to consider it since I had to be up at 4 o'clock the next morning.
It didn't last that late. What time did you leave?
It was 8:30.
Was it 8:30?
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time. And, I mean, it wasn't like every minute wasn't filled. But you could have told the Packer down to sit down and shut up after about 10 minutes.
Who?
I'm just teasing.
Oh, no. He did great. I tell you.
I'm just teasing Jay.
You know, Jay did such a great job because when you talk about the state budget, honestly, it's not an exciting thing, but he really made it interactive and he made it exciting. He made it very interesting.
Well, I thought it was, I'm only teasing, but
I know.
But the opportunity to sit there and
the clickers, wasn't that fun?
Everybody gave it to me. I guess I was kind of surprised.
You were the chosen one.
I was the chosen person to click it. I got a couple wrong. So, I was wondering, I walked out. We were walking out the door, and my wife says, so do you still have that clicker or something? Nobody asked for clickers. And I said, oh.
Just set them on the table.
I left them on the table.
We got them.
Okay.
Yeah, we got them all. We got them accounted for. Lucas and Dr. Brinsma gathered them up.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, you see now that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hunter
makes
Fisher
me
Trapper.
Feel better. Hunter Fisher Trapper was your little helper on cleaning them up. Yeah. Now, did he help serve at all, or did
he
sit and eat?
He sat and ate with us.
Oh,
and he distributed some of the clickers.
Well, you see now that made it a lot of fun. Okay, so you also had Christy with her big night, Carnaby Square. That was nice.
Yep.
She did a nice job. And
great
then,
speech.
And then Donna Reaver. Did she see that
surprise!
One coming? Did she see that one coming?
I don't think so. Let me tell you, I felt so bad lying to her all these weeks.
All right, she's like an integral member of your crew.
Yeah, she decorated it.
She
it was
decorated
beautiful.
The night. The tables were great looking.
Yes.
She did an outstanding job. How do you keep that from her? How is that possible?
Well, I called her up and I said, Donna, I am so overwhelmed, which was not a lie. And I said, I really need your help. I need for you to decorate the tables because usually I come up with something small to, decorate all the tables.
Yeah.
And because I had talked to her previously a few months ago and she said she decorated, for weddings and all that.
Yeah.
So I called her and she said, she'd be glad to do it.
And she just did it.
And she just did it.
And I was told, I don't remember who told me, but I might have talked, might have got this from Donna. Her kids quit talking to her the last week of it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Bridget basically stopped talking to her.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because she was afraid she was going to spill.
I'm sure.
Because that's the tough thing. You have all these family members who know.
Yeah, and actually it was kind of hard to get Donna to stay at the dinner because she's in charge of the FCHS play.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I need to be at play practice. I'm like, no, here's some tickets. Here's 2 tickets for all your,
work. So you had Clifford involved too, though.
I had Clifford involved, but then I had one of my board members say, hey, Donna, will you help do tickets at the door? Because we really need some help. And so then we got her to stay.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see, it worked out real well.
It did.
And she did a nice job too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because that's got to be flabbergasting.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How'd the committee come up with her this year?
Well, she was nominated.
Okay.
And so, because, we have people nominated.
Sure.
And
how many did you have nominated total?
Probably.
See, now
about
you can
10.
Tell me all the inner workings of it because you couldn't tell me last time.
We probably had about 10.
Okay.
12 maybe. Yeah. But some people write letters or send me emails about what the people have done. Some people come in, you know, and give me things. Because the more information I have on somebody that's nominated,
the more you're able to take the committee.
Right, exactly. And so when we met, I have all the nominations. I had a list of all the previous winners. That way they knew who had won before,
right.
You know.
Did you have anybody nominated that had actually won before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so I took all the letters and all gathered all of that and gave it to each committee member. And then that's how they decided. And they talked about it, you know, each one.
How long did it take? I mean, was there somebody in the committee that I don't want to give it to Donna?
No.
That woman's a shrew.
No.
I hate her.
She is the sweetest lady.
That's not what you heard.
No, not at all. It was a unanimous vote.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm talking with Carrie Halbert of the Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about we were talking about the Chamber dinner. Probably going to move on from that here in a minute. We'll talk a little bit about the food. I'm just eating.
It was good.
It was good. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
You're not gonna play. You just ignore what your body is trying to say. I got the feeling that you're playing and we're both gonna win. And I think this angel's about to sin. I get excited just thinking what you might be like. I get excited. There's heaven in your eyes tonight. The fire's ignited down below. It's burning bright. Oh baby, stay, we got all night. Bite your lip, you keep them open when we kiss, you're a hypocrite. You got my body dancing tangles in 3/4 time. This angel's gonna spread her wings tonight. I get excited just thinking what you might be like. I get excited, there's heaven.
Amazed that I've found a song that you don't know.
I know. I don't know this one.
This is like from the 1970s.
Okay.
It's before he got big in the U.S. I believe this is the 1970s. Rick Springfield, ladies and gentlemen.
Woohoo!
Carrie's favorite. Joined by Carrie Halbert of the Fairfield Frontier Community College, as well as the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, FCC. It's easy for you to get shirts. They all say FCC.
I thought about getting charms as FCC.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'd be all right. That'll work. Also with the retail merchants. And we've been talking about the chamber dinner, which was a week and a half ago or something like that. Very exciting, very enjoyable. And look, get your tickets soon for 2017, right?
That's right.
Hey, by the way, speaking of tickets, you were selling TGIF tickets. Are they still available?
Yes, they are still available.
Can folks still win on that?
Yes, they
haven't really burned up much of the year yet, have they?
Nope. Come.
Where would folks go to get those?
Chamber office.
Chamber office. Okay, and you'll be there eventually.
I'll be there till 11 today, but usually it's in the afternoon from 1 to 5.
I got you. All right, what's coming up? What is coming up that we need to talk about? I know that this is a fun one. Gets a good crowd every year, and you're doing it again, right?
Yes, Girlfriend's Day Out.
Girlfriend's Day Out on what day?
April the 9th.
So tell everybody what Girlfriend's Day Out is.
Okay. Well, Girlfriend's Day Out is when you have to call in as Serendipity or Uniquely Rustique and register for this event, because what we do is I get participating stores and I get coupons from each store.
Okay.
And we put them all in a packet, and so if you register, you get the packet of coupons.
Really?
Yes. And then you go to all the stores that day and you can use all these coupons.
So it's like a one special day where all
that's
the
right.
And why do you call it Girlfriend's Day Out? There's no dudes involved or allowed or invited? Is that what?
I guess you could. But maybe we could have a couples day out. That would be a good one. But it's fun to shop with your girlfriends.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I got to tell you. It's this is one of the differences between men and women. I don't like shopping with myself, let alone with girlfriends or friends, boyfriends or whatever. Girls like to get out and just have little packs of shoppers,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's fun because, like, if I go and I try on some clothes, I want somebody else's advice.
Really?
Well, of course.
You want somebody else's opinion?
Yes. Yes, and there are certain friends that...
Certain friends, you value their opinion more than others?
Yes. Some friends will be totally honest. I have one friend that is just so honest. Like, Carrie, you look like crap in that. And so
is that the friend?
I will not buy that out.
Is that the friend you call the B word?
Well, she begins with a B.
That's not what I meant.
I know, but she's not the B word, but she does begin with a B.
Well, that's the kind of gal that you'd want with you on this full day,
yeah.
Right?
Hey, would this look good in my house? If she's like, no, then I'm not going to buy it.
Well, how's her taste?
She has great taste.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess you want your taste helpers.
Exactly. Okay.
Will that work?
No, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
Taste testers. See, that's more connotative.
My shopping guides.
Shopping guides. There you go. Your shopping gurus.
My shopping guides.
I like that. All right. Okay. So, do we need to? If I want to go on Girlfriend's Day, okay, not me. Let's call it hypothetical girl.
Okay.
All right. If hypothetical girl wants to gather a group of friends together and take advantage of all these bargains and stuff, presumably they're bargains. We'll talk about some of the participating stuff here in a minute, right?
Yeah.
Do we call? Who do we call?
You call. You can call Serendipity at 842-3821, or you can call Uniquely Rustique, 842-3544. But you have to call by April the 4th.
Really?
That's the deadline, April the 4th.
What happens if I call on April 5th and that it's
you
before
You probably
April
will
month?
Not be able I'm
not,
to register.
I'm not going to be able to get my... I can't get
your coupon packet.
So, and the coupon packet's... Hey, Lib. And the coupon packet's what I got to have, right?
Yes, you do. Yeah, you have to have those or else you won't have your... You won't be able to get all the deals that
Actually,
day.
Actually, I'm only half serious here because I've talked with the Serendipity girls about this before.
Oh,
you know they're one of my clients,
mm-hmm.
and we talk from time to time. They usually do make up the occasional extra bag. I hate to say that.
I'm sure they do.
Just in case somebody does come in late.
Yes, but we really encourage everyone to register by April the 4th.
Okay, register at Serendipity or give them a call at 842-3821.
Yes.
Or at and that's down on 2nd Street.
Correct.
Okay, just between Delaware and Maine, between Delaware and Maine.
Right.
And or you can go to Uniquely Rustique, which is out there across from, it's out there on 7th Street, 7th and Maine.
It's on Maine, yes.
On Maine. And right there next to the big parking lot. And that would, if I don't find myself there, can I call you at the 6116 number too?
You can call me and then I'll let the girls know.
Okay. All right. What are the coupons?
Well, I've only received a couple of coupons, so I don't really
Don't tell me what they are, but what kind of is it?
Usually,
running into 20% off or 10% off.
Yes, it's usually something like that. Or a free something. You get something free.
Some of the folks will also do, I guess refreshments will be around?
I assume so. Yeah, sure.
You haven't asked anybody about this,
no,
have you?
No, I haven't. No. I'm sure that they'll have
You've been busy,
special...
haven't
Yeah, I've been a little busy trying to catch up.
Okay, so there'll be refreshments in some of the stores. We don't know which ones.
Right.
But some of them will have them.
Right.
I do know this. I don't know which ones. I hope I didn't just promise something I can't write a check
Maybe
for.
Maybe this encourage some
there
to
you
have
go.
Refreshments.
There you go. Who are your participating stores? And this is when again? April 9th?
Yes.
Why do you put it in April as opposed to... I guess you had to avoid Easter, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's good. That way the weather might be better in April.
Well, now that's true, too.
Warmer.
Yeah. Folks like to get out, and you don't want to truck around town in 30 degree weather or something like that.
Exactly.
Who do we have?
Amy's Sweet Gallery.
See, now, if somebody's going to be throwing out free stuff.
She's the one.
If you're looking at refreshments.
Oh, man.
That might be the one you want to make sure you hit.
They're so good. All of her stuff is delicious.
I had a, by the way, Christy from Carnaby brought out a Amy's Sweet Gallery cupcakes the other day.
Ooh.
The bourbon and...
Oh, the Irish Bomb?
The Irish Car Bomb.
Was it good?
Yes. You didn't get one, did you?
No, I'm on a diet.
Oh, well, you're looking great.
Well, thanks.
Oh, you missed out, though.
I bet. Oh, man, I bet it was good.
Yeah, that was really good. That was high quality. Okay, Amy's Sweet Gallery. Where else?
B-Way Design and Decorating.
Okay, B-Way down there on East Main. Mm-hmm. I guess, right? Okay. Yep. East Main. See, now she'll have, Ronnie will probably have some ice water or something.
Maybe.
I don't know what Ronnie and Patty will have. They'll have something.
Yep. I'm sure they will.
What else do you have?
Carnaby Square.
All right.
Farmer's Daughter.
Okay. Farmer's Daughter down there between 2nd and the press.
Under the purple awning.
Under the purple awning right there. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Kincaid's.
Okay, Kincaid's. You know, that's the thing. Folks don't really think about Kincaid's all the time for their girlfriends might want. They think hardware.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, if you go there to the south side of the store, you're really, really finding stuff.
There's some great home stuff, and they have some really cute clothes, too, I've gotten out there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Cute clothes.
Yes, they have really...
If I go in there for Carhartt's or something that.
I love going shopping there.
Oh, okay.
I did a lot of my Christmas shopping there.
Did you really?
Yes.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. LJ Liquidations, you say?
Yep.
You see, now, they've got, like you talked about, that great big vases thing.
Yes. They have a lot of unique things.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where else?
Jamie's Massage and Hair Salon.
Is that the one that's out there on West Main?
Yes, right by the car wash. Right past the car wash.
Right past the car wash, just across the street from the fairgrounds.
Yes.
Okay. Difficult to miss. What else do you have?
Memories Antique Gallery.
Memories Antique Gallery.
Right across from the chamber.
That's the little store used to be would have been Steiner the Clother years and years and years ago.
Right.
The brick building there on the south, on the corner of 2nd and 2nd and Main.
Right.
Okay. Now she does a great job.
Yep. Merle Norman.
Now, where's Merle Norman?
It is on down Main Street. It's like
in that first block, right?
Yeah.
North side?
It's like 105 East Main or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
Serendipity.
Serendipity, that's on 2nd Street in downtown mm-hmm. Fairfield, mm-hmm. and like we said, in between Maine and Delaware.
Yep. The Willow Tree.
Willow Tree would be what, on Main Street, just...
across from Merle Norman.
Across from
right
Merle
by
Norman.
Right by Amy's Sweet Gallery.
See, now there we go. We're helping out here. We're finding people all over the place.
And Uniquely Rustique.
Uniquely Rustique. Okay, that is out, like we said, 7th and Delaware, 7th and Maine.
Mm-hmm. And your flower shop.
You know, your flower shop down there just across from the press office and down there in the 2nd block on Main Street. All these stores, other than a couple of them, you could do all your shopping just walking around, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Is that kind of what this is all about, getting the girlfriends together and doing that kind of
thing?
We
want people downtown. We want people to shop in our businesses, whether they're downtown or not. And that's why we have these promotions, is to really promote Fairfield and all of our businesses. We want people to come from out of town as well.
Again, this is Girlfriend's Day Out. It's on April 9th. You want to contact Serendipity at 842-3821 by April 4th. What is that? Is that a 1, 2, 3, 4? That's a Monday, right?
What?
The same 4th? Week? Yeah.
The 4th is a Monday, yes.
Okay. So you contact the folks at Serendipity at 842-3821 or the Raythe girls out there at Uniquely Rustique at 842-3544 by April 4th to reserve your... That's a thing. That's what makes sense, Carrie, isn't it? If you put it off, you may not get all your coupons, I'll bet.
Right. Yeah, I have to make sure I have enough coupons.
How many do you think you're going to need? Do you recall from last year?
We usually have about 190, 180, 190 people sign up. So I tell all of my stores, give me 200 coupons.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that way you're prepared.
Right.
For those of us who occasionally put things off.
Well, I do that too sometimes.
I'm talking with Carrie Hallbert. We've been talking about the things going on at the Chamber, as well as with the Retail Merchants Association. We'll be back in just a little bit here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM. We'll be back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. My name is Bruce Dickey. I have Carrie Hallbert sitting across the way from me from the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, as well as from the Fairfield Retail Merchants. And we've been talking about some of the things going on. We have been talking about Girlfriend's Day Out again. If you need the phone number to RSVP for Girlfriend's Day Out, give them a call at Serendipity at 842-3821, or give the Raithe Girls a call at Uniquely Rustique at 842-3544. And they'll register and reserve your coupons. Then you say you pick up the coupons at Serendipity, right?
Right. Begin. They'll open at 8:30 for you to start picking them up.
Pick up the coupons at Serendipity, and then off you'll go to, by golly, start the party.
That's right. A shopping party.
The shopping party. Nobody knows how to throw a party like a Girlfriend's Day Out shopping. But I got to tell you, I apologize for being unenthusiastic.
You're just really down on shopping, aren't you?
I just don't like it. It's just
me. Us girls enjoy
it. You guys do enjoy it. It's a good thing you do, or I'd be walking around in just, you know, baggy
clothes. So we don't need a guy friend's day out, shopping
day out.
You do
it. You have the men's.
Well, the men's. Yeah, men on a mission. But that's because you're on a mission.
That's exactly right.
This is just leisurely shopping.
Well, I guess you could consider it, put in hardware stores. You've got a bunch of businesses in town that are maybe geared to dudes.
Yes, we do.
Auto parts.
Yep.
Hardware, lumber.
Clothing, like Male Connection.
Male Connection, clothing, there you go. Yep. Yeah, Male Connection's not in here, are they?
Nope.
Well, see, now this is, I guess maybe that's what my problem is with it. There's no opportunity in here for folks to find something, shop for the dude.
Well, you can still go in there and shop.
Okay.
Might have something that day. You never know.
I guess that's true. All right. Carrie, we've been talking about the, what else? You had something else new there at the chamber dinner, didn't you?
Yes. We have new plaque inserts. So if you're a chamber member, you have a plaque. Or we have new, for our new members, we have frames with their names on them. Mm-hmm. We kind of switched that up. But we have new inserts for the year. And we really totally changed it. So usually there's a picture Last year, it was a picture of our chamber members' schools and their logos, like their mascots. So this year, it was so different. We went with Subway Art. And if
Subway Art.
It's called like Subway
graffiti
Art.
Graffiti type of thing?
Yes. And Iconic helped me come up with this. Angel there at Iconic really helped me a lot. And she worked very hard on this. And so what it is, you know, Subway Art is just a collection of different words with have this that refer to one subject.
Okay.
Okay.
Kind of so, like a decoupage or something like that.
Yeah, sure. Is decoupage
right?
of words.
Is that right? Does that make
yes,
sense?
You're yes. Yes. Like, okay. Yes. And so I have all these different phrases and words that that mean Fairfield, like homecoming parade, business after hours, paint out, chamber tent, business of the year. It has our Fairfield, Illinois chamber.com website, chamber bucks, you know, TGIF raffle, sidewalk sales.
So, and folks received these at the dinner,
yes,
right?
Yes. But if you did not attend the dinner, then you need to come to the chamber office and pick one up if you're a member.
Have you seen them in the, have you been traveling around town and seen them placed in their frames yet?
Not yet.
Not
no.
yet? Mm-mm. I wonder if we've got ours out there.
I'll have to look.
I don't know. I might ask you not to.
Well, okay.
I don't know if we do it or not.
Well, next time I come next month, it better be up.
Let me see
it's
that.
Just, you know me, I'm really just trying to change things a little bit and just.
It's Festival of Lights. You got the Mules with Bobcats.
Right.
You know, the things.
Because
the
they're chamber members. Those schools exactly are chamber right. members.
What's there, that picture in the background? Is it like the hospital or something?
No, it's actually the Relay for Life at the Luminaria.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's very pretty.
Yeah, and it's really unique.
It's very nicely done, yeah. The pork burgers is featured prominently.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Couldn't have words about Fairfield. You got to have pork burgers.
I guess that's correct. I guess that's correct. Fall Fun Fest. I was looking for that. There. Oh, wait a minute. Retail Merchant Ribbon Cut. You changed your font. In most of those things.
Yes, the fonts are different on all of them.
The variety of fonts. Well, that's very attractive.
Yeah, thank
you. That
looks
very good. What's coming up new? What do we have coming up in the chamber?
Well, we have our golf outing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When?
That is May 27th.
Wait a minute. I thought Memorial Day was earlier than that.
Nope.
Memorial Day is the 31st this year? Or
30th? 30th.
So Friday the 27th. Memorial Day would be
30th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I did not have that. I had that wrong. Okay. May 27th for the golf outing.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
So I got to start hitting full force with that.
Have you, what exactly is the your strategy here to for the golf outing? We're going
to
get out there?
I need to get some golf teams together and get whole sponsors.
Do you remember how many you had last year?
No, I don't. I haven't looked it up yet.
Did you have one or two tee times? I'm trying to remember if you had an 8 a.m. tee time.
No, it was only in the afternoon.
Okay.
We had lunch.
Okay.
And then everybody just teed off.
Yeah.
Tom takes care of all that, of who goes where.
Tom Walters?
Yes.
Yeah. That's good of him.
Yes, I know. I couldn't do it without him.
And the thing is, even though there are fewer holes, presumably this year.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
You'll still probably be able to handle the same amount of teams, won't you?
Yes, we will.
Say yes. To
we will.
Whatever I ask you here, Carrie.
We
even though
will.
You know nothing about golf, say yes to whatever I ask you.
We will. We will make sure everybody's taken care of and gets to play golf.
That's the cool part. See, and how that works, just for your information.
Yes.
Would you like to know?
I would. Educate me on golf, please.
You start two teams at a hole.
Okay.
I seem to recall we had like 15 or 16 teams last year.
Probably, yeah.
So you'll start two teams at each hole unless it's a par three hole, and you only start one team at the par three hole.
Why?
Because the par three holes don't take as long to complete.
Oh.
So
okay.
So basically the two
teams.
Well,
what typically is the par on each hole?
Well, you get four and five, but they're longer. The four and five are longer distances.
Okay.
So it gets the chance to spread people out a little bit. You won't have both groups going at the same time. But they'll form up at the hole, and then they'll figure out one of the two teams will go first, and then they'll be in front through the rest of the day.
Okay.
And the second team will then go. The other thing is, you have to make sure when you have that many teams on that many holes, you have to make sure that the refreshment cart is well stocked with water and soda.
I know.
I'm just making sure.
Yes. Oh gosh, I have to get a couple of.
You'll
gals.
Have to get some of the people with the refreshments because it gets hot out there.
Yes, I know. I had the water last year, so I went around. Yeah.
So yeah, you know, it was pretty warm out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a beautiful day last year. Oh my gosh, I loved it.
Well, that's the perfect time of year. Like the last week of May into the first two or three weeks of June. You're not burning hot yet.
Right.
And
it was this perfect weather.
Perfect weather. Well, see, now that's what I guess you've dialed up for this year too.
Yes, exactly. I better be.
I was going to ask, will you have a rain day?
I don't know. I don't know what they do. I'll have to find out.
I'll tell you a little bit. Usually you get people. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I'll tell you later what
fill
you do.
Fill me in.
What you do in case of rain.
Okay.
And it's fun too.
Hey, there is something coming up that people want to know about.
What's that?
The townwide rummage sale.
All right, now tell me about this. Put together the maps. Really?
Yep. We'll be working on this pretty soon, starting in April.
I was gonna say, when are you gonna start taking reservations?
I'll probably start taking. Usually my deadline's about beginning of June, so probably about beginning of April or no end of April.
So when is the rummage sale?
June 18th.
June 18th.
It takes a while to put those maps, you know.
Well, yeah, and folks need a little time to study.
But I think
too.
I'm going to change it a little bit this year.
Oh.
You know me.
People
change.
Are against, I don't know what
We're
you're talking
get
about.
Get that girl
Jerry.
Out of that chamber. She
people hate
everything.
Change.
I know.
She's changing stuff. That's always change. What are you going to do?
Well,
what has it been in the past?
Somebody suggests. We usually, on the front, we just have the addresses of the places. Well, somebody suggested an idea last year. And I thought it was a great idea. So on the back of the map, obviously there's nothing. So on the back of the map, people can place ads. And they can pay to put a little ad, you know, or put down what they have on their rummage sale.
I see. So now, how are you going to do that if you get like 60? Because you've had 50 or 60 in the past.
Oh, yeah. So we'll
first
serve.
There you go. Either that, or you sell more than one.
You're the ad expert. You should teach me.
I'm just sitting here thinking about it. I've got it running through my head right now.
Okay.
All right. We can either sell. We will double it up, or maybe we can always put in borders on the front side too.
Okay. I know, but that map's so big that we use all of it to put all the addresses on front.
Do you put that on 8x11, or how's that work? I'm trying to remember.
It might be a little bit bigger than that.
I was
it might be
it
an 8x11, but it.
Well, Fairfield's kind of longer than it is tall.
That's true.
So
it is.
So you might be better off with. And is that for just people in the city?
In town,
limits?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you had folks from outside of the town, like rummage sales, trying to participate as well.
No, it needs to be in town.
That's a pretty. You get a lot of folks for that, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Do you have?
People? I mean, I've already had people ask me on Facebook, "When is this going to be?" I'm like, "It's March." So, but people are spring cleaning, obviously, and they really are trying to clean out everything and prepare. So, I'm glad they're being prepared for it.
Well, that's an outstanding. That's wonderful that folks are that forward thinking.
Yes, exactly,
and looking forward to it. All right. Well, that is good. So if somebody wants information on that, they call what?
842-6116.
What else do we have that I haven't talked about?
We have a porch contest coming up in June.
Now we did that last year.
Yes, we did.
All right. When's the, when do you start taking nominations for that?
Probably sometime in May.
Get people, by that point, you'll want, folks will have time to get their plants out.
Right. Get everything spruced up.
Yeah, see, now that's cool. That's cool. That porch contest is a lot of fun.
It is. It is a lot of fun.
All right. The point of the day, then. Girlfriend's Day Out.
Right.
Who do you call and where?
You can call Serendipity at 842-3821 or Uniquely Rustique at 842-3544.
Give them a call by Monday, April 4th. Register to reserve your coupons. The event is free to everyone. But packets are only guaranteed to those who register. That's
right.
They're laying down the law right there.
Right.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much again for coming out today.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I enjoy being here.
Well, I appreciate you being here, and we'll look forward to seeing you next month. Right. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. You have a great rest of your day.